This morning on Mid Morning Magic, I am in conversation with Dineo Tswayedi. She is the principal of MSc Training and Development, an accredited institute with QCTO. Now, you offer courses in everything from agriculture and welding to plumbing and entrepreneurship. How do these programs prepare students for real life job opportunities?
Okay, this program they do because it's a hand in hand. In this real life, we need artisans out there. We need people who are able to work with their hands and who are able to help societies outside with jobs.
Now, you've also introduced new occupational certificates accredited with QCTO. What does that mean for future learners joining MSE?
We are accredited with QCTO. We offer industrial specific courses, which helps either or to become employable or to own their own businesses. Our curriculum is developed by qualified artisans personnel, and we make sure that we provide well-trained workforce with employable.
Now, for those listeners who may have not heard of MSE Training and Development, can you maybe tell us a little bit about what makes your institution so unique?
The reason why it makes it so unique is we are not only basing on men or male, we are introducing it so that females could see that there is no job that's called men, it's for men, or it's meant for men. Any job is meant for women and for any gender. So this is the reason why we decided to do this, to make people realize, the society to realize that working with hands is specifically for any gender, for anyone who will try. And this will help also communities to see that doing a toilet, installing or doing farming is not only based on a man.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, in light of this, what is your message to young people or anyone who would like to start a career as a craftsman or craftswoman?
To every young person dreaming of building a future with their own hands, remember that that's being an artisan. It's not just a job. It's a craft, it's a passion, and it's a legacy. The world needs skilled people to have pride.
Now, I've heard a little birdie whisper that there is an exciting open day on the 21st and the 22nd of November. What can visitors expect when they get there?
They can expect seeing the real artisan industry, getting career guidance, and also learning more about how business people can upskill their workforces. Moreover, we are going to have fun artisan games, and by the end of that day, prizes will be also won. The open day is just not only for learners, but also for businesses who also want to upskill their workforce. Business can also learn about skill and development like Levy, BPE, course using their training, workplace skills, plan, employment tech, and learning, training and development, not only ensuring production, but also provide sufficient benefits, workplace skills plan and annual training reports, achieving and maintaining employment quality compliance can also be complex. Our service streamlines this process, ensuring that your company aligns to the company quality act.
Oh, it sounds like so much fun. We are looking forward to it, and I'm sure you are as well. Dineo, thank you so much for your time today.